Sport on the track. Dean Lester joins us to preview the meeting today. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, good, thanks, Nards.
We've got the eight races. How did you find it?
I think I quite like the early part of the program, and then it gets a little bit tricky later. But it's a standard sort of Monday fare, but not a bad meeting.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race one. This is a maiden of a 2100. You can take out the three. We've got the likes of the nine, Bye Bye Love at 340, 10 Lemon Splice at 550, and the favourite is the 11 Mahir, who is currently at 210.
Yeah, the market's zeroed in on the bottom three. I'm in the same boat. I'm going with Bye Bye Love, though. I thought the filly has had a good grounding for this. She's been around the mark in recent runs, and that effort last start was quite sound. Gets a senior rider on today. Mahira wasn't suited by a slow pace at Kyneton and just ground away in a bit of a dash home. I think suited here to 2,100 metres and looks the danger. Lemon Splice, fair run two starts back and then was just an average run, but it's now had the run in this sort of distance range. I've put her in for third. And then maybe next best, number eight, Knights in Denver, who's up in distance here but should appreciate that. But the bottom three look the key runners, 9, 11, 10 and 8.
9, 11, 10, 8 in the opener. We go to race two. Maiden, 1400. Take out runners 2 and 4. Now here we've got number 6, Missouri Magic at $8. 7 Silent General at $1.95 favourite. All of Me's at $4.20 and Eyes Are Bay at $7.50.
I'm going to go for a little bit of value here. Nards in number 1, Eaton, who I thought ran quite well last start at 1400 metres. That was behind Storm Harbour, who won again yesterday. Persian Empire comes through that race and won very well at Sale last week. So it's a little bit of form around the race. I just think improving and at the odds on offer, I thought had an each way chance. The favourite, I've got no real knock on. I just think it's very short, Silent General. The run at Swan Hill was quite sound, was well found there in the market. The extra distance should be okay here. Next best, 10 All of Me. The debut performance behind Layla Star at Mornington was quite sound. And then 6 Missouri Magic. Had three recent jump outs. Looks as though it's probably a stay, probably needing further, but might be next best. But just one at a price each way. 1, 7, 10 and 6.
1, 7, 10, 6. Third event. 3-year-old maiden, 1200. Take out runners 3 and 6. We've got number 2, Premier Memento at 4. Then you're down to Sunday Night Tea at 4.20. Troon is at 4.60. And Walhalla at $2.70.
He's the key runner, Walhalla. Both of his runs have been very good, and I think the blinkers on will be a real key here. Slightly awkward draw, but it's only a one-turn track at the 1,200 there at Atatuka, so he should be okay. And really, off the two runs to date, that form is, I think, a little bit superior to his rivals. 8 Sunday Night Tea was quite a good run at Warrnambool. It was only a field of 5, but I suspect it wasn't a bad maiden, and ran very well there from Barrier 1, gets a cheap run for John Allen. Premier Mementos, the other one with a winning chance. The run last start was quite sound. And then out to 7 Springthorpe, who I thought battled on okay at Terrelgan last start and had the two runs back. But I think 10's the key runner. 10, 8, 2 and 7.
10, 8, 2, 7. We look at race 4, her maiden over 1,200. You can take out the 3. Now, number 2, Elmo Rules at 9. $4 for Perfectionist. Down to Chacal at 6.50, 4.40 for Jack's Choice and 5 for the 13, She's Tidy.
Yeah, most of those you've mentioned in the market are first up from a spell, and that's the key element to this race. There's so many horses resuming. Horse I've got a bit of time for is number 2, Elmo Rules, who resumes. Two runs last time in, powered home from the back of the field both times, and was really good runs. Probably going to be back again here, but if it's ready first up, I think it's got a terrific chance, and making the long haul from Warrnambool for this race for the Vobis Gold money, I'm going to go with Elmo Rules, number 2 to beat 5, Chacal, who's had 10 starts, been the money 7 times, resumes, looks well placed in this maiden first up. 4 Perfectionist was 1,000 metres up to 1,400 last start, just didn't run the trip, and Vinland was a superior winner, ran very well in the Sandown Guineas on Saturday. So I think back to 1,200 and back to an easier maiden, Perfectionist can improve. And 10 Jack's Choice, who's now back with John Selinitri, the original trainer of this mare, hasn't raced for a long time, but recent jump outs have been okay. But a pretty tricky race. 2, 5, 4 and 10.
So we go 2, 5, 4 and 10, race 4. First leg of the quaddy is race 5, and you can take out runners 1, 9, 13 and the 14. Number 2, Lycan Lads at 6, down to Brocolo at 3.10, Yulong Sheng Long at 4.60, Bromac at 9, then down to Halcyon, who's also at $9.
I'm going to go with Halcyon. Comes off what was a really solidly run race last Sunday at Ararat on Ararat Cup Day, the 64 grade there. They ran very quick time, and it was a high-pressure race. And the big odds, Halcyon ran well. I think back to 58 grade and an easier race. She's got a little chance here, number 8, to beat 3, Bricolo. Recent efforts have been sound for 58 grade. They have been in 58 grade, but the run last start was quite good at Geelong when a favourite there. Yulong Shenglong just needs a win. He hasn't won for a while, but he gets down to 58 grade and he's going to be competitive and maybe number 2, Lycan Lad, next best. I don't think there's a lot of chances here. I'm going for 8 each way from 3, 4 and 2.
8, 3, 4, 2. Look, we go to race 6 over 1,100 where you can take out 3 and 5. We've got number 1, Jatello at 8.50. 2, Blood Moon at 5.50. Grogan's Anvil at 5.50. Like to Think So at 8. Futurist is at 5.50. J-Star at $6.50 and our Chiquila is a $5 chance.
As the markets suggest, Nards, I think without a doubt this is the hardest race of the day. I'm going to go with Grogan's Anvil. I thought the first up run was quite sound at Kyneton and then went into a 9.55 metre race at Moonee Valley. High pressure race, was on pace and was beaten less than 2 lengths. It was quite a good run. An easier task here. I'm going to go with 4 to beat 2, Blood Moon, whose past 2 wins have been good at 1,200 metres. Just back that little bit here, but on the big track is suited. Gets the claim again for Thomas Stockdale. 12, our Shaquila. Quite a good run last week at Ararat on the back up here, and 7, Like to Think So. Won the maiden in good fashion here on Melbourne Cup Day. This is harder, but has got tactical speed and looked quite good in winning that, but race doesn't end there. 4, 2, 12 and 7.
4, 2, 12 and 7. We then look at race 7 over 1,400, and in this race there are no scratchings. We've got number 1, Lawton Joseph at 5.50, on Top of the World at $6, 4.60 for Wide Open Road. Down to Red Sister Rosie at 5.50, Dugan's Destiny at $7.50.
Yeah, I like the win of number 7, Red's Sister Rosie at Ballarat. That was a good performance, only second up in the preparation. Goes up to 1,400, and whilst she hasn't won at 1,400, has raced well at the trip. And I think from barrier 1, just gets a lovely run, stays in the 58 benchmark, and I'm going to go with 7 to beat 5. Wide Open Road, quite a good win here on Melbourne Cup Day. Rode the speed and was too good on the home track again and should race handy. Looks a legitimate chance. 1, Lawton Joseph. The recent form at Albury has been sound. I think that form will be good enough to run well here. And next best, number 3, Delatite Czar, who won quite well at Corowa. Lightly raced and certainly improving. But another even race. 7, 5, 1 and 3.
7, 5, 1 and 3. And then to the last, over the 1,200, where runners 4, 5, 10, 11, 14 all come out. Now we've got number 1, Super Veloci at 9.50. Autonomous is at 4.20. None Left at 5. 3.39 Clouds. Double Ducks at 5.50. And all the others are at longer odds.
Yeah, I just think number 3, None Left. She's a really good little 58, 64 sort of benchmark horse. She's well placed here on the home track. Ran well first up. Her second up form's quite good. She's a winner. And I just think from the draw, she doesn't have to get quite as far back as what she often does in her races. I think this is a lovely race for her. Super Veloci's had a jump out at Ballarat and then a recent trial at Cranbourne, and looks to be going well. Will be better probably over further, but in this grade can run well fresh. 6-9 Clouds has been running well. Hasn't won for just on a year, but looks well graded in this company. And maybe 7 next best, Double Ducks, who's steadily improving with racing now with Vin Milady, fourth pick. 3, 1, 6 and 7.
So we go 3, 1, 6 and 7. And what about a best roughy quaddy and your play of the day?
I thought it was a tough day for a best, Nards, but around the $5, race 8, number 3, None Left. A good gamble, I reckon. So we'll make her the best. Race 8, number 3. Best values, race 2, number 1, Eaton at around the double figure odds. Quaddy, first leg, 3, 4, 8. Second leg, 2, 4, 7, 8, 11, 12. Third leg, 1, 3, 5, 7, 10. And the last, 1, 3, and 6. Play of the day, I like the first two running doubles. Race 1, take numbers 9 and 11. Race 2, 1, 7 and 10. And race 3, 2, 8 and 10.
Good on you, Dean. Good punting.
Beauty. Thanks, Nards.
Dean Lester with his look at the meeting from Echuca today. It's now 28 to 11.